Syrian army uncover a mass grave full of mutilated bodies of security forces. They were killed and buried by what Damascus has called armed groups in Jisr al-Shughur. Syria says the unrest is part of a US-Israeli plot to create civil war in the country. The unrest started in the city of Daraa, where pro-reform protests erupted and soon turned violent. Following the protests in Daraa, near the Jordanian border, the Syrian TV aired footage of captured weapons and confessions by people allegedly arrested for opening fire on both the protesters and security forces in the area. The unrest then spilled over into Banias and Talkach near the Lebanese border. Syria has officially accused Lebanon's March 14th parliamentary faction of sending arms and other hardware to create tension in the region. Damascus also pointed the finger at Lebanon's Future Movement, which is affiliated to the March 14th faction. However, the unrest did not stop in Banias and Talkach. It soon spread to Idlib and Jisr al-Shughur near the Turkish border. Syrian authorities have also charged that armed groups have smuggled large caliber weapons into its territory from Turkey. Last week, 120 Syrian forces were killed in what Damascus called an ambush by the armed groups in the Jisr al-Shughur region. There have also been reports that Turkey sought to create a breakaway region in the area similar to Benghazi in Libya, and that the CIA chief recently made a secret visit to Turkey and its border with Syria. Meanwhile, the Western and Arab media have consistently accused Iran and Hezbollah of being involved in the operations to bring the situation under control in Syria, a charge that both have vehemently denied. Many say the accusations are meant to divert attention away from the realities on the ground. The protesters in Syria say they want political reforms. In the early days of the protests, the Syrian government pledged to implement reforms, a promise that largely remains unfulfilled. The Syrian security officials have also come under criticism for their mishandling of the situation. All told in Syria, one thing has led to another, bringing the kind of chaos in which nothing is as it seems. From the deaths of large numbers of people during pro-reform protests to the mass killings of Syrian security forces, all carry the hallmarks of a scheme cooked up outside of Syrian borders.